Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Namaste, yogis. This is Andrew Seeley here to welcome you to the Yoga Revealed podcast. Today, we have Jessica Oley and her partner in shine, Morgan DeYoung, otherwise known as the Southern Yogi. Listen close as we acknowledge and honor the next generation of yogis and dig deep with Jess and Morgan on important topics like social media bullying, overcoming fears, and finding the confidence to practice yoga daily.
Anything that makes you happy, I feel like you should do that. Stop listening to what everyone else is saying and start listening to what, you know, I need and what, you know, is gonna help me.
Just never compare yourself because everyone is so different. And while one person next to you may be able to fold themselves in half, you can pop it into a handstand no problem. And everyone's bodies are so different. So just realizing that, like, moving at your own pace and the whole line, everything comes in time.
Tune in as Morgan and Jess reveal a big secret on what they have planned for us in their next ebook. Get ready to captivate your mind as Morgan and Jess polish our shine on this exciting episode of the Yoga Revealed podcast. It brings me great honor to present to you guys the Yoga Revealed podcast. And today I have the one and only Jess and Morgan, aka the Southern Yogi, here on the podcast. How are you guys doing today?
Great. How are you?
Awesome. I'm feeling absolutely wonderful.
Oh, just peachy.
So all the way from Kentucky, huh?
Yes. Other side of the country.
Wow.
Down south.
The Southern Yogi. Folks. Yeah. And the one and only Jess from Dubai.
A long way from home. A long way.
Well, welcome to Santa Monica.
Thank you. It's awesome to be here.
Yeah, it's my favorite.
Jess is freaking out.
I love LA.
Great. So it really is beautiful to have you guys here on the podcast today. To be sharing your wisdom, your knowledge, and also your experience of yoga and how yoga was first revealed to you, to this awesome podcast community.
It's good to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Totally. So how's your first visit to California been?
Well, I'm obsessed, so I love everything.
What's been the highlight thus far?
I think just being able to explore something that I've only ever seen, you know, or heard of, and it's all, like, coming to life, and you get to actually experience it, and, you know, see, like, all the tourist things, the Hollywood sign, and Beverly Hills, and Santa Monica, which is my favorite.
Yeah, you enjoy Santa Monica?
Yeah, Muscle Beach is, like, everything I could have dreamt of and more.
That's awesome. And what about you, Morgan?
I've loved the acro community here and all, just all the people, like getting to meet people that I've only followed or looked up to or seen their flows on Instagram and be like, oh my gosh, I want to try that. And getting to experience that on Sunday at the acro jam
was just incredible. Like, it just gives you such an adrenaline rush, and like, I don't know, it kind of like fills up my soul when I get to do that stuff. And then just experiencing all the food here is, oh my gosh.
Yeah, you
food. I cannot. Oh, we've eaten so much good food. Pancakes and French toast and acai bowls and just all the good things. Yeah. Yeah.
This is like a haven for
it's
awesome
like foodie
food.
Heaven.
Totally. That's beautiful. Who are some of the people that you got to meet at the Acro Green?
So we got to meet like John and Julio and Lola. Mm-hmm.
Lola was a good surprise.
Yeah, we Lola like sneak attacked us from behind. She's like, oh my gosh, you're here.
That was so
because
fun.
We've both been chatting with her, I mean, for probably over a year on Instagram. We always just comment back and forth on photos. And we didn't even know she was going to be there. So it was a good little, we had a big group hug. It was nice.
It was just nice how everyone like embraces each other, like, we were kind of worried before that, you know, we wouldn't fit in or that it was a bit too advanced or things like that. And then when we arrived, they were like, just jump in. And I did things that I never thought I'd ever be able to do. So
that's beautiful.
That was good.
Awesome. So I wanted to hear more about where you guys came from, like your path, like what brought you to yoga, Morgan?
So I was a competitive swimmer for 10 years. And I was so burnt out. I was supposed to, like, go to college for it and everything. And I was so done after high school because I was swimming about 25 hours a week that I was like, I'm just done. And, of course, being an athlete after I finished, I was like, oh, my gosh. Well, now I have all this free time. Like, what do I do with my life? I need to find something. So I kind of went in and out for a few years of, like, I went through a heavy lifting phase and I went through a cardio phase and just trying all these things. And I finally found yoga and I was like, this is so cool. Like, there's no competition. Like, I'm not competing with anyone. It's just me and my mat. And the fact that there's something like new to work on every day. And it's just kind of a journey that there is no end to it. There's no top out. It's not about seconds on the clock or who's next to you. Just kind of, I don't know, it really spoke to me, and I wouldn't say I immediately fell in love. Like, the first few classes were really rough because I was like, this is so much harder than it looks. Like, I can't even touch my toes. But after, like, 3 weeks, I was just hooked, and it's just kind of been an ongoing process ever since. So,
that's beautiful.
Yeah.
And what about you, Jess?
Well, Morgan and I kind of have a similar background, and I was also a competitive swimmer for about 9-10 years, and I was studying my sport and exercise degree in the UK, and it was my final year. I'd already retired from swimming the year before, and I was really struggling being away from home. I was surrounded by some pretty negative people, and I was just struggling. I didn't want to finish my degree. I just wanted to give up, and I was struggling with my exercise routine. I found that nothing was sticking. I went through spinning classes. I tried lifting. I tried running outside. I tried, you know, anything that I could think of. And one of my really good friends suggested that I tried yoga. And I kind of laughed at him. And I was like, no. Yoga is not for me. And he said, well, if you don't like it, you never have to do it again. And I was like, well, okay, fine. I'll try it. And I went to a class at my local gym club. And it was okay. I just left feeling really frustrated because I knew I wasn't doing things right. I was like, you know, people that were next to me that were about 20 years older than me were way more flexible than I was. So I was feeling a little bit low. And I went on to Instagram, and I'd originally like avoided all social media.
Wow.
I deleted my Facebook account. I deleted Twitter.
Why?
You know, everything. When I was in my final year of school, I was really badly bullied through social media. So I just deleted everything, and I wanted nothing to do with it. But the same friend that convinced me to try yoga was basically like, just try and, you know, find people that you can connect with, that, you know, because you're not connecting with anyone in the real world and they're not giving you the support that you need. Try and find it online. So I actually started following, like, a lot of the accounts I still follow today.
Like who?
One of them is Elle Fit. I started following Morgan, like, pretty much, you know, a couple weeks into my yoga journey or a couple months into it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, loads of them. I think I was following, like, Kayla, It Seems, or however you say her last name. I always struggle with that one. and a few others. And I just felt really inspired to, you know, try new things. And I had no idea that handstands were yoga or backbends were yoga. I just always had this idea that you had to be a gymnast or, you know, a dancer to be flexible. And it was like, always, like, ever since I was about 6 years old, I really wanted to do the splits, and everyone just kept telling me, you know, you're too old, you haven't had a background in it, there's no way you can do it. And I was like, well, you know what, like, I think that was the athlete inside of me. They're like, mm-hmm. I'm gonna prove you wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna do it. And I think, like,
or the yogi inside of you.
Yeah, maybe. And I think, like, I realized that, you know, the online community and all the connections that you can make, that was really inspiring, and that kind of made me, you know, want to try new things. And I think, like, I just started practicing out of my university room, which was tiny. I was on my little rug in my pajamas, and I was just doing all the downward dogs that I could do, and I'd go onto YouTube and look at videos and just try out, you know, whatever I thought I could do and fumble around and fall, and I just loved it, so... It just became, like, from 10 minutes a day to half an hour, and I just started craving it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So when you first started yoga, would you say that there was any one resource that you could go to find, like, yoga poses or yoga flows? Or was it just something that kind of evolved with your own discovery of
self?
Well,
I think, like, I really struggled in terms of, like, a routine. Because I was studying my degree in sports science and having been an athlete for so long, I always had very good knowledge of, you know, the muscles and the bones and the joints and all of that kind of thing. So I think that helped me not getting injured, because I always was taught to listen to my body. So I think that helped me, but I really struggled. Like, I didn't know how to flow. I didn't know, like, the reasons behind flowing. All I knew was the postures, really, not anything kind of behind it. And that's what made me want to get the teacher training so quickly, because I just wanted to learn. I think that it's really funny, like, looking back, how everything sort of fell into place. And that's kind of why I wanted to bring out my ebook, is so that, you know, people had access to how to start and how to flow and how to do everything.
Yeah.
You know, that I didn't feel like I had when I started yoga. So that's kind of what I wanted to do for other people, is give them something that I didn't feel like I had at the beginning.
Nice. That's beautiful. And as for you, Morgan, did you do a teacher training as well?
I did, but I started out, I actually waited about 2 years. Mm-hmm. I just finished my teacher training back in February. When I first started, I had already had an Instagram, but it was just like your typical, you know, here's the sunset and here's my dogs and this is what I ate. And then when I found yoga and realized, like, the online community was so strong, I switched it over to more of, like, a yoga fitness account and hopped in on Beach Yoga Girl, like, Carrie and Kino's challenges that they do every month, because it was just, you know, it was a good place to start, and I didn't really know what I was doing. So I was doing challenges every month, and then I downloaded the app Yoga Studio, and they offered, like, 10-minute flows, 30-minute flows, 60-minute flows, so I eventually, like, built up. So I practiced at home for like 10 months before I set foot in a studio.
Wow.
And it was, I think lots of pros and cons came out of it. Like, it's such a cool thing to, like, find yourself on your mat without a teacher. But then I think it comes to a point where, like, you do need a teacher eventually. So after that 10 months, I was so ready for, like, an instructor and someone to guide me.
Where'd you do your training?
I did my training at Yogaya, so it's a little studio in Louisville, and my instructor's name is Heidi, and she's, like, a little fairy lady. She's like, the best human ever. But it was an immersive 200 hours, so I did it in about 25 days.
Wow.
So we were at the studio, like, Monday through Saturday from about 9 to 5.
That's awesome. How was that experience rather than having it in like a long period of time?
It was incredible. Like it was one of the hardest months of my life, but it was also one of the months where if I could go back and do any month like over again, it would be that one, because I was with some of like now my closest friends. Like one of the guys in my class, he was my acro partner, Keone. So we got to do it together. And it was just like, I mean, you're in such a bubble, and it was so hard going home every night. And it was like, okay, wait, this is like real life. And then going back to the studio the next day, and you're in that bubble again for like 8 hours. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of hard to separate the two. And I was like almost in a funk for 4 to 6 weeks after the teacher training was over, because I was just like, well, what's next? Like, what do I do now? But it was amazing. I mean, I absolutely loved it. So
sounds like an amazing experience.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And how was your teacher training, Jess?
So I finished my degree in June 2014. And so I was probably about five, six months into my actual yoga practice. So I was still very new, but I was so like hooked on it. I just wanted to learn more. And I came back to Dubai. I had about 3 months where my parents said, just chill. You've had a rough 3 years. Just relax, take time for yourself and do whatever you want. And I was bored. I was like, so what do I do now? I had no like assignments to do, no coursework. It felt like really strange to have nothing planned. Mm-hmm. So I was just looking on the internet and I was just Googling like yoga teacher training. And there was one that came up that was with Yoga Alliance, and it was on the 7th of July. So it was the 1st of July when I was looking. So I was like, oh my gosh, is this next week? And it was either do it next week or wait until pretty much the next year to do it.
Yeah.
So my parents said, are you sure you want to do it? And I said, yep. Yeah, I really want to do it. I don't want to wait. And I did it over a period of 3 months. So we did like a week of intensive sort of like 9, 8 till 5 or whatever it was. And then we'd have a break for a few weeks where we'd have assignments and things to write about and reflect and practice. So I became qualified in September. And I feel like it was the best thing that I could have done, because it definitely changed my practice a lot. I felt like I had the knowledge that I needed to safely take my practice to the next level, and also sort of understand the movements. But I had no intention of teaching anyone. Mm. I did it more for myself.
Yeah.
And when people sort of on Instagram, they realized that I'd had my teacher training, and I started getting these emails like, can you teach me? Do you do lessons? And I was like, no, I don't. I just didn't feel ready to teach.
Yeah.
And I felt like I was still so new to the practice. I didn't feel like I had the experience needed to teach people. And I sat down with my dad is sort of the kind of person that I go to when I need advice.
Yeah.
And I said, like, I don't know if I should teach. I don't feel ready. And he was like, well, how are you supposed to get experience if you don't do it?
Mm-hmm.
So I started practicing on like family, friends, and you know, like my sister or my mom or just close friends of the family. And I loved it. You know, I actually taught swimming to young children when I was still an athlete. So I've always really enjoyed teaching other people and helping them. So I found like it felt quite natural to help other people, and because I'd gone through all the things that they were going through, I could understand, you know, their struggles or their frustration, you know, when they couldn't touch their toes or when they were struggling to get into certain postures. I mean, I'd been there already, so it was kind of nice to help people go through the same transformation and growth that I had, just in their own way.
That's beautiful. So initially, when you both started teaching, did you find that with the experience that you had already gained through going through that those challenges of not being able to touch your toes or, you know, having different emotional breakthroughs in your practice, were you able to bring that into your class and, like, be able to teach that and share that information with your students?
For me personally, I think, like, everyone has a different path that they follow and not everyone's experience of yoga or the practice will be the same. I just wanted to facilitate the growth that they needed to go through, whether that was, I mean, a lot of people came to me saying, I just want to do handstands and I just want to do backbends. I just want to be flexible or, you know, and I said, okay, fine, I'll help you with that. Mm-hmm. But you'll also get a ton of other things as well. You know, and I think that's the beauty of yoga. Like, I didn't start it for the meditation or things like that. Like, I wanted to work hard, you know, and challenge my body. But I found that there were so many different benefits that came with it that I just didn't expect.
Totally. I can completely relate with that because when I started teaching yoga, everyone saw that I could do handstands and that kind of stuff. And I had so many private clients, like, literally contact me specifically for handstand training. And some of them couldn't touch their toes. It's like, you know, the reason that I can handstand is because I can touch my toes. And because
connected.
Exactly. Yeah. Your hamstrings are connected to your lower back. Mm-hmm. And if you want to be able to stand up straight upside down, you got to be able to touch your toes.
Yeah, I agree.
So it's so beautiful to watch the progress of students and how we can open their minds with these beautiful postures and allow them to be able to have the transformation that they really need that then can lead them to the handstand. But there's so many other milestones that happen along the way.
Yeah. It's funny. I think I felt more ready to teach before my teacher training than now that I've done it. I found that going through teacher training afterwards, it was very intimidating because now you're supposed to know everything. And people look at you like, oh, well, now you're certified, so teach me all the things. And I almost felt more comfortable beforehand just giving people advice based on what I knew or had, like, known that had worked for my body rather than, oh, well, now you've gone through teacher training, now you know what the book says and how you're supposed to do it, so teach me. So I've actually had a difficult time coming out of teacher training and kind of finding my voice and how I like to teach people, because I almost would rather just teach from the heart of, like, this is what's worked for me in my body and it might not necessarily work for you, but I want to give you the most, like, genuine and authentic experience of me instructing, which is going to be coming from a place of what's worked for my body and how I pretty much taught myself.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of been interesting, like, kind of intertwining both of those worlds, because there is an aspect of, like, safety and body awareness where certain things do need to be, like, done, I think, a certain way. Just finding that balance between speaking from, like, the heart but also speaking from a place of safety and body awareness is just something that I've been, like, toying with for the last 6 weeks. And I teach athletes at a CrossFit gym every Sunday. And then I love privates. I, same thing as Jess. I did private lessons and taught kiddos and swimming. So naturally, I think just, like, I love teaching people and I love the one-on-one aspect of it where you just get that very, you know, you have your attention on just one person, which I absolutely love. But it's still kind of all coming together for me. I feel so new to it. So I still think I'm pretty shy as far as, like, my teaching and who I broadcast that to. Like, I don't have on my Instagram that I'm a teacher or anything. But it's coming along, and I think it's all part of the journey, so.
I think we as teachers, we often underestimate the amount of knowledge that we have, and whether that's from self-practice or from actually doing an actual teacher training, it's that confidence that grows with teaching.
Yeah.
Because the only way to fully be confident is to do it enough times that to the point where you can do it with your eyes closed.
Yes, exactly.
So you just got to go out there and do
it.
I know. I believe in you.
I'm doing it.
Well, I've seen her teach, like, firsthand. So I'm just going to put it out there and say that she's awesome.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
Well, that's support. That's what we need, you know? And I feel that with awesome places like Instagram and Facebook, where we can connect to one another and continue to uplift and support one another. That's why we're here.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And I think, like, everyone has their own style of teaching, and, you know, one style of teaching is not necessarily better than the other, because I think we can all bring something different to the table. And, you know, someone that I teach may not actually like the way I teach. They might prefer someone else's method of teaching. So I think it's really important to, like, be who you are when you're teaching, because that's what people want.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So I wanted to hear from both of you. How did you get into like creating an ebook, or like being able to provide that information? Because I feel like for so many people, it's more accessible to go online than it is mm-hmm. to go into a classroom.
Well, I brought out my Let's Start Yoga ebook, my first ebook, last March. And it was something that I really wanted to do for a while, but I didn't know if it was something that people would want. There's one thing, obviously, like you said, going into a class and having someone physically touch you and adjust you and point things out. But there's a whole nother world of self-practice, which I really believe is probably the most important practice, is getting to know you and your body on your mat without, you know, anyone there. Mm-hmm. And for me, that was the most valuable time in my practice, is when I'm alone on my mat, because you start to learn, hey, when I'm in a handstand, if I lean this way, I'm gonna fall, so I need to push back. Home practice and self-practice, I found it personally has been the most eye-opening and sort of transforming sort of part of my practice. And I wanted to be able to give people the tools that they need to just roll out their mat in the comfort of their home. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, it's, you know, the ebook can be used in, you know, conjunction with a yoga class and having a teacher. I think there's no harm in drawing your practice from loads of different sources, because there's so much information out there. I think if you just stick to one way of doing something, you limit the amount of growth that you can go through. So for me, the ebook was something that I could give a piece of me and the way that I like to teach people to as many people, you know, in the world that I could. And I wanted to just hopefully show people that they didn't need a background in flexibility, gymnastics, or anything like that to achieve the things that, you know, we can do with our bodies. But also, I just wanted people to have, like, a thing that they could go to and open and give their body what it needs on that day. I think sometimes I've felt in a yoga class that I've left feeling frustrated, or that, you know, I wanted to hold a posture for longer. Yeah. and I feel like when you're practicing just at home, you can give your body exactly what it needs. And I always like drill this into people, you know, that email me or that I teach, that you need to listen to your body. Like, mm-hmm. if you listen to your body, you'll minimize injury, you'll progress quicker, you'll just have a much better experience of yoga if you're in tune with your body.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. That's a really good one, that just listen to your body, because I think that's the whole reason that we come to our mat, is because we are listening to our mm-hmm. body.
Yeah.
And then when we're on our mat, we can take that sense of attunement to what we other really areas need
as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, and when I don't know, I guess like listening to your body is something that I think it's quite hard, because there's always this outside interference of people telling you what you should be doing, how you should be doing things. And I think, you know, when you're on your mat by yourself, you can sort of muffle out that noise and just be inside your own body and inside your own mind. And I think that's the most valuable thing that I've ever had to sort of go through, is, you know, stop listening to what everyone else is saying and start listening to what, you know, I need and what, you know, is going to help me.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And my question for you, Morgan, is when are you guys going to do an ebook together?
Oh, well.
Well, surprise.
Woo!
We're releasing one on May 15th.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So, we're doing an acro yoga ebook together.
Oh, yeah. Shoots. I'm stoked. Who's basing?
Both of us. We really wanted to be targeted more at like girls mm-hmm. because there are so many acro yoga couples where there you see this huge strong guy and then this little tiny flyer, and which is great. I mean, that's what me and Keone are like, but mm-hmm. I think it's just really empowering to be able to get like two girls together or be like, oh, hey, come on over and let's like do some acro yoga. And I think girls find it so intimidating to do it together and they always feel like they need to have a guy or something. So we wanted to put it together in hopes that, you know, girlfriends would start doing this at the park or yeah. just like wherever.
And what's yeah. your experience with acro yoga? Like what brought you to bring acro yoga as an ebook together rather than just another yoga ebook?
Well, I started acro yoga about 2 years ago, and I actually was always the base. I was always basing all my girlfriends, and then one of my partner like ended up leaving, and I didn't practice for probably a year, and then I met Keone back in December, and we've been practicing together for like 4 months now, and I got to fly, and it's just so cool to see like both sides of it, to have been the base and the flyer, and I don't know. And then Jess and I, like when we met in October, we started practicing. So we practice anytime, like we're together now, which obviously like
isn't all the time.
Well,
more frequent now.
Yeah, more frequent now, but it wasn't too often when she was in Dubai and I was here. But we're like, why not? Like, I mean, we just find yeah. that it's so like individual to like each couple, like you make your acro practice your own. There's so many different styles, and I feel like we're probably bringing out some stuff that people haven't done before or that we've just figured out on our own that may not officially be like an acro yoga pose, yeah. but it's just like fun to be a human jungle yeah. gym.
And I think like one of the reasons we wanted to do it is like, I don't know, I'm sure like every girl has experienced like the high school drama of girls being nasty to each other and, you know, not supporting each other. So we wanted to bring out something that would empower women to sort of build each other up and stick together and, you know, inspire them to, you know, come together rather than everything having to be a competition. So that's why it's called Soul Sisters Acro Yoga, because we want people to come together. We want to build a community of women that, rather than thinking, you know, she's much better than me, she's prettier than me, she's stronger than me, we want people to lift each other up rather than, you know, pick themselves apart or pick other people apart. We just kind of want to get rid of that.
That's so beautiful. Like, seriously, I'm touched by that because I love acro yoga, and you know, I teach acro yoga, and I've been lucky to, you know, teach with Rachel Brathen and like go and like really interact with these people. Mm-hmm. And I really feel that acro yoga brings people together.
It does.
And it allows them to see each other for who they are, mm-hmm. which is just human beings. Mm-hmm. Because when we can truly connect with each other and support one another, mm-hmm. then we can really build real relationships. And I just commend you both for, you know, going in it together and creating Soul Sisters Acro Yoga. Like, that's freaking awesome. Yeah. Seriously.
We're excited, yeah.
Cool.
So, it's just cool to be able to do things like that with your best friend.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Yeah. So for those who are out there who may be new to Instagram or may not even have an Instagram, maybe they're mm-hmm. just listening to the podcast because they just jumped into the Yoga Revealed podcast and they're stoked on it. So for those who don't have an Instagram, what would you say as far as encouragement to help them maybe step outside of that comfort zone and post some pictures and maybe even post their progress?
Mm.
Oh my gosh.
I just think the best thing for me was to just never compare yourself, because everyone is so different. And while one person next to you may be able to fold themselves in half, you can pop it into a handstand, no problem. And everyone's bodies are so different. So just realizing that, like, moving at your own pace and the whole line, everything comes in time, is just so, like, I mean, that's stuck with me for the last 2 years. Everything comes in time. Like, if you would have asked me a year ago if I would be pressing up into handstands, I would have been like, absolutely not. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no way I'm ever going to do that. Or, you know, floating up into whatever. It's just that wasn't even on my, like, brainwave 2 years ago. And the fact that I'm doing it today with, like, no gymnastics background, or it just proves that if you, like, work hard enough and stick with something and don't compare yourself to others and just honor your body and where it's at, which is a day-to-day thing because it changes. Like, some days I can't press because I'm just like, my body's like, no, it's not happening today, and that's fine. And just being okay with that, I think yoga's for anyone. I mean,
yeah, for sure. And I think when you asked about, like, having the confidence to post online, that's something that I struggled with a lot in the beginning because I was so wrapped up in what people would think, how my friends would react. And, you know, a lot of people come and go when good mm-hmm. things happen, and when you start doing things that maybe aren't that conventional, people start to judge and some people leave, but then better people come into your life. So the one thing that I learned is actually to not pay attention to what other people think, because if you start doing things like that, you start living for other people rather than living for yourself and what actually makes you happy. So if you want to post a picture of you doing a handstand or a backbend, like, just do it.
Because, or even of you touching your toes for the first time. Yeah. Just do it.
Anything that makes you happy, I feel like you should do that because you won't regret it.
Mm-hmm. That's such words of wisdom. Totally. So now that we've talked about, you know, where you guys had come from, how yoga was revealed to you, I'd like to talk more about the future. Where you foresee your yoga taking you, and, you know, I mean, mm-hmm. all the way from Dubai, mm-hmm. and goodness, like, you know, there's so many places that we can go with mm-hmm. yoga. What do you, like, foresee as your future?
It's the hardest question.
Exactly. That's why I bring it up. Come on now.
I don't know. I mean, I've always known what I didn't really want to do. Since I was a little kid. So, but I've always been confused of, you know, exactly where I want to go, but I know that I definitely won't do anything again that doesn't make me happy. So if it's not making me want to get out of bed in the morning, if it's not feeding my soul, if I'm not surrounded by people that are inspiring me and pushing me that little bit higher every day, then I'm out, you know. I'll find something else. So as long as yoga keeps giving me that, like, inspiration and that warmth in my heart, then I'll continue to do it. And I hope to, you know, try to inspire people to do whatever makes them happy rather than, you know, maybe it's not yoga. Yoga's not for everyone. So I think that whatever you do in life, if it makes you happy, then that's all that matters.
Well, everyone always asks, like, what's the big picture? What's 5 or 10 years down the road? Especially now, I think it's more of a popular question since, like, my Instagram has grown. Like, sometimes I feel like there's this pressure to have all these huge ideas and goals because, oh, you have 188,000 followers on Instagram. Like, what are you going to do with that? And so, like, for me, I've been married for 4 years. I have a 17-year-old sister who lives with me. So sometimes traveling and doing all this stuff is really hard because being away from home and, like, my husband and my sister and my dogs, it is hard. So I would love to be able to do something based out of Louisville or create more of an acro yoga community. Or my husband and I have been looking at areas to build, like, a ninja style gym because we don't have anything like that in Louisville, and just create more of a community there. Or eventually get to a place where he is able to travel with me and we can be, like, partners together. Because I do hate, I love traveling, but it is hard. Like, when we were in Bali, I was away from him for 3 weeks. And I'm like, I couldn't consistently live a lifestyle where I was gone from him for that long. So as far as the future goes, anything where we can get him out of his corporate job and be partners together, or create something in Louisville where we're bringing other yogis in or having events at our gym, or I don't know. I really love Louisville and I want to kind of build it up a little more and bring more yoga and acro yoga into it because the scene is definitely not as big there as it is out here. And I just got so inspired on Sunday, like, seeing the potential of what we could have. So I think that's where we're headed right now.
I think that Morgan is going to start the green in Louisville.
Oh, yeah. That's wow. The goal, guys. Just come to Louisville, yeah. Kentucky.
Just wait for it.
That's awesome. It's beautiful that you've, you know, taken initiative to start that community, and now you're really looking forward to growing it in your own home.
It's very exciting.
And, like, traveling, like, you can bring all these little aspects from here, from there, and bring it right back home, and I think that's a great idea, because the most beautiful communities are the ones that are in our backyard.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
That's a lot of reason why I moved to Santa Monica.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, I really enjoy, I think this is the hardest question, actually.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, dear.
If it's hotter than the last one, I'm going to be like, what?
So the question, Jess.
Okay.
Question of the hour.
How do you define yoga?
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
I think yoga means something different to everyone. And I think that we all get out of it what we need and what we're supposed to get out of it. I don't think that yoga can really be defined, because it is so individual and it can be whatever you need it to be. So that sounds like such a wishy-washy answer, but I really don't feel like I can define it. But what it does mean to me is it's time that I can have for myself. It's where I get to know myself better, how I work, I think. It's a time that I can reflect on what I'm doing, how I react to things, how I engage with other people. But also it's a chance where I can push my body and my mind to its limits, and get strong and flexible at the same time. So, yeah.
That's awesome. That was a great answer.
Thanks.
Now, Morgan, how are you going to top that, huh?
Actually, I think yoga, I go through phases of what it means to me. I think when I first started, yoga was a way to recoup from being a competitive swimmer. And then it was stress relief. And then it was almost a competition. Like, why am I not getting into a handstand? And lately, like the last few months, I've just been reflecting on, I think yoga right now is home. Because I have been gone so much, and getting onto my mat, I just get that sense of my mat is home. My mat is my home away from home. Mm-hmm. So every time I step onto it when I'm traveling, it's just that whole sense of relief, and like yoga is home to me, and familiarity. And I don't know. I don't really know how else to describe it, but that's what it feels like right now. Mm-hmm. And I think that it will probably change again in a few months. Just because I think that's part of the journey. It's always changing, and you're learning new things, and it will mean new things. But right now, yoga is home. So
that's beautiful. So I like to leave our Yoga Revealed listeners with three nuggets of gold. They're basically like these ideas, like, you know, like planting a seed within their mind that will help them to grow towards what they truly wish to attain to. So just like three little nuggets of wisdom, three things that have helped you along your path.
We'll do one each and then two each. Maybe three. So you do one, I do one. I can't think of three in one go.
Okay. Oh my gosh. I think that you need to learn to love yourself before you can learn to love others adequately.
Oh my gosh.
In the hot seat.
I think that when you start to do what feeds your soul and makes you happy, amazing things can happen. I believe that.
Yeah, and piggybacking right off of that, I mean, I think that you should always be having fun. And if you're not having fun, then it's not worth doing. So if you're not having fun lifting in a gym for 2 hours every day, don't do it. Find something else that makes you happy.
I feel like that's the same with anything that you do in life. If it's not doing that for you, then find something else. Mm-hmm. What's another thing? I think that you have to start listening to yourself rather than the noise of others. So if you're, whether you're in a job that you hate, or whether you, you know, think you want to start yoga but your friends don't approve, I think that you should start listening to yourself rather than others.
Also, I think you should always be a little kinder than you need to or have to be, because it's easy in today's world to get super critical of other people, but you don't know what they've been put through that day. So I think even it's super angry, or it's easy to get angry at people, but just always answer or respond with kindness.
And I think that that can go the same for like ourselves. I think we're quite critical of ourselves. We're quite harsh and judgmental at times. And we can, I mean, I know for myself that I don't need anyone to be hard on me at times, because I can be the hardest on myself. Yep. So, you know, give yourself a little bit of room, be gentle with yourself, and know that like you are doing the best you can, and that is enough.
Yeah. Give yourself some grace.
Yeah.
Well, Morgan and Jess, it's been an absolute joy to have you here on the Yoga Revealed podcast.
Thank you.
And I know that our listeners are better for your time, for your knowledge, and for you sharing your hearts with our audience today. So thank you.
Thanks for having us. Thank you, friends, for listening.
And namaste, yogis.
Namaste, friends.
Namaste.
Thank you for tuning into the Yoga Revealed podcast. You can learn more about Jessica at jessicaolee.com. Make sure to check out her ebook, Let's Start Yoga, if you're looking to learn the basics and have inspirational support along the way. Also, make sure to keep up to date with Morgan at thesouthernyogi.com. And make sure to get those yogi abs that you always wanted by this summer by checking out her Ab Asana ebook. These two inspirational powerhouses can be found on Instagram for daily inspiration. Check out Jessica Olee or at the_southern_yogi. And special treat, yoga revealers, be on the lookout for the Yoga Revealed Book Club launching this month, with special recommendations and reviews from real yogis just like you. We have a passion for expanding our knowledge and growing a conscious community with your participation. So make sure to sign up on our newsletter at yogarevealed.com for exclusive behind-the-scenes footage and updates on what we got planned next. Namaste. Until next time, yogis, live light, shine bright.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.